Nick Tash, Chance Parker, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Shakespeare Machine has a production on the holiday horizon that's conjuring spirits, but definitely not those of Christmas past, present, or future. So how did you decide to give the gift of Macbeth this year?
Well, it's a play I've been interested in doing for a long time. Part of the reason we're doing Macbeth this season is it felt like a good companion piece to the first show we did in the year, which was Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. Two shows that are kind of about the supernatural and making deals with the supernatural in a certain sense. A little bit of a deal with the devil in both instances there. And it just so happened that it turned out it was going to be Christmas time when we were going to do it, which we felt might offer a good alternative to people who were tired of the treacly fare that is normally offered around Christmas time. Come see Macbeth and get really creeped out around Christmas time.
And Shakespeare goes well with any season and situation, I think.
I agree.
It's certainly an iconic offering that you're giving. So
yes.
Good job. Good decision. Now, Chance, you have the role of Macbeth. Is this your first time in that part?
Yes, it is.
And what about it called your name?
Obviously, it's a great legendary part. I'm very lucky to be playing it, but the character of Macbeth himself, you know how you have like the reluctant hero? He's almost a reluctant villain in a way.
Okay.
He sort of stumbles into all this misfortune. And one of the big questions that you get is it all his choice or is it all decided by fate? And I think that's just a really fascinating question to wrestle with. So it's just a dream to play. It's a whole lot of fun.
Okay, since this is one of the Bard's most famous tragedies, especially since your company is a masking company, usually, how challenging is it to bring your own twists and turns to the iconic tale, make it your own, without use of the trademark mask?
There are several elements, I think, that we're using that make it unique to what we do. We're doing it modern dress. That, I think, adds a sort of contemporary connection from audience when they see these people speaking these 500-year-old words, but they're in modern dress. Creates it's not that different from us. Yeah. And also a major component of this production is we're using puppetry. And then the other major component is the live music that is being performed.
So how does that fit in?
The score was written and composed by Kurt Remke. It's all based around an antique pump organ, and he is performing it live, accompanying the action as it goes on. And he's a sort of main component of our set, too. You'll see him. He's in full view to the audience playing the organ.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very clever. Okay, so what vibes can we expect from Macbeth and his lady and all those witches and, in fact, their entire Scottish realm coming out at us?
I think this show as a whole, just as it's written, and especially the way we're doing it, has a tremendous amount of tension and paranoia to it.
Just as it should be.
Yes, yes, you get that Game of Thrones feel of who can I trust, who's out to get me, and that only grows throughout the piece, and I think that's delightful to watch. I love that kind of tension.
It sounds very interesting, Chance, and as an actor in this, do you feel like you're getting your chance to do your thing as you're doing Shakespeare's thing?
Oh, yeah, and it's very open to interpretation. There's as many different Macbeths as there are actors who have played Macbeth.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm having a blast diving into it because he's such a fascinating character.
Now, I am kind of curious. The Shakespeare Machine has been up and running for nearly 3 years now. What's the community response to your mission and your productions, usually masked, but just doing the whole Bard thing in general?
We've had really positive reactions to what we do, which has been incredibly gratifying. People have said, you know, I really don't like Shakespeare very much, but I really liked this, or I usually don't understand Shakespeare, but I really understood this. This was very clear to me, and that's what we're going for.
That's kind of 2 points of your 3 or 4 point mission right there to get that kind of reaction. And
exactly.
Are you feeling empowered, and the more that you share this with the community, the more they're getting into it?
I think so. And the mask thing, that was actually something that we heard a lot of positive feedback about in a strange way, because when you wear a mask, and I think Chance would agree with this, forces you to make very clear choices as an actor.
Yes.
You have to bring your whole body into it because you can't use your face. And what we had been hearing was that people were saying that this was making the language a lot clearer.
Oh,
with the actors making these very clear choices and using their body to help kind of emphasize and support the language. Which was kind of a knock-on effect. I didn't necessarily anticipate that would happen, but that's just a beautiful thing that's helping people.
Indeed, and good for you all. And Chance, speaking of using masks, once you get used to acting with a mask, what's it like acting without one, doing the Shakespeare thing? Is it a marked difference?
Yeah, it is quite different. And to go off of what Nick said, when you're working in mask, you are focusing so much on how your body is showing what's going on in the mind. It's a very outward kind of thing. And a lot of the times as actors, especially contemporary actors, we like to get as far into our heads as we can. It's a very like American actor thing to act very much in your head. So when you put on a mask, you have to really bring yourself out and bring your physicality out. And I found in mask, you're exhausted. I mean, it's like the most fit I've ever been during a show.
It's physically demanding to do that kind of work.
It's physically, emotionally, and mentally demanding. And that's what makes it so fun.
My hope for this production is that we can get to that same kind of quality in bringing the actors more into their bodies, even without the mask. That's what I've been working on with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
And with or without mask, playing with this really, really classic material, what kind of relevance, besides the setting and costuming, do you feel that you're sharing? You know, how does Macbeth speak to our world, our contemporary set of issues and situations we're going through?
Well, it's funny. I think people work very hard to make this play very political, but I think it's actually one of his least political works, even though it deals with power and getting power and stuff like that. It seems like it's trying to say something very different from Julius Caesar or something like that. So I'm not sure it necessarily speaks to our political moment, but it's just that sort of evergreen thing of, you know, ambition and that kind of thing. I don't think there's any moment in history where that isn't a relevant thing. You know, ambition, paranoia, all that kind of
obsession.
Stuff. Obsession. Obsession, yeah. Yes, truly. The psychological portrait that is painted of Macbeth and Lady Macbeth is so compelling and so real. It never feels out of place. It never feels old. It always feels as if it had been maybe written in the 21st century. We always hope to bridge that with audiences, trying to get them to understand that actually these plays, although they had been written 500 years ago, really do speak to the current moment. And actually their world was not that different from our world. The language is just a little bit more archaic. If we can make that come alive for people, then we've done our job, I think.
It's a great point, and of course, part of the reason his stuff being so well done is still so beloved, and he is the Bard.
He's the Bard.
Today, yeah. Now, The Machine itself was set in motion in 2016, and that was the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death.
Yes.
So how much theatrical company versus Shakespeare fan club is this? Or can you say, and I mean no disrespect to the importance that you're doing with your company.
I would say we are first and foremost a theater company. And it's funny that you say fan club because if you've ever been in one of our rehearsals, I often make the comment, this guy was a hack. We obviously have reverence for his work. We do it because we like it and we have a certain respect for it.
It's darn fun.
It's fun to do and it's darn fun,
it's
yeah. But
line.
On the other hand, we're not afraid to kind of rip it up and put it together in different ways. I mean, people, if they're very familiar with Macbeth, will come see ours and notice that there are significant differences. We've cut a lot of stuff, we've rearranged things, and we're not afraid to do that. Sometimes these plays are treated very preciously, and we don't do that. In rehearsals, I've been known to say, this guy, he didn't know what he was doing, so we're going to make it better. Which sounds very, what do I want to say?
If you're a true fan, you criticize what you love.
That's true. It's like Star Wars.
So exactly.
So you've just given each other license to go ahead about this
absolutely.
Journey, which is a great way to do it.
I think you have to give yourself license if you're trying to do these plays in the 21st century to adapt them. People, you know, 100 years after Shakespeare died, in the Restoration, we're adding wholesale new scenes and dialogue into these plays and we're performing them. And they were completely different plays, but nobody ever felt that was a bad thing. And I feel there's no reason why we can't be doing that today. If you're true to the work and you're true to the language, there's no reason that you can't adapt it a little bit to fit what you're trying to do.
Good points. And I would think he would agree with you, to be sure.
I would hope so. Yeah, I would hope so.
You have been operating out of and with Purdue Fort Wayne as a company of residence all this while. How is that working out for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. I can't say enough about the support that we've gotten from Purdue Fort Wayne and the College of Visual Performing Arts and Arts United itself. I don't think we would have continued to be around this long if it wasn't for their very generous support. It's great to have a home base like that to go back to, that you always know that this is where we rehearse and this is where we make our work.
You've got cred, and they do too, hosting groups like yours.
Yes.
Now, meanwhile, Chance, you are presenting this at the Black Box Theater. How does that space work for this particular drama?
It's a very fun space, and it's a very versatile space. There's a lot that you can do with it. And I've seen several things there from other companies, and then, of course, Shakespeare Machine as well. Each time I've seen something there, it's been arranged differently. I would imagine it's quite fun as a director. I haven't gotten the chance to direct
there. Yeah. It's a lovely space to direct in because you can do just about anything you want with it.
And really make it audience-friendly as well as cast-friendly, too.
It's also a very intimate space, too. I think it's only about 150 people can see. And that's wonderful for Shakespeare's works because everybody's very close and everybody can generally hear the actors very well.
And the word is the thing.
The word is the thing.
I've got you. So, bottom line, as your Shakespeare Machine continues down that bard-based dramaturgical highway, what inroads do you feel like you're making with offerings like this very upcoming version of Macbeth?
As Nick has said, we're opening it up to people, and especially Macbeth is, I find, one of his most accessible plays. It's dark, it's spooky, but it's to the point. The action moves at a nice clip. You know what's going on. It's really a thriller.
His shortest play.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, and quite honestly, creepy sells.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it does. I find it to be a great, great thriller, and I think people are going to have a good time, especially at Christmas time, with it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my hope is that as we continue to do things and put on plays, that we get more and more of those people who are not so sure about Shakespeare. They're willing to give it a try. And hopefully we can change minds about whether or not Shakespeare's for them, because that's part of the perception, I feel like, is that Shakespeare's on a pedestal. He's not for everybody. He's for a certain kind of cultured elite or something like that. Where, in fact, I believe the opposite's the case. He wrote just as much for the groundlings as he did for the nobility. And my hope is that the more we do things, that people will come to see Shakespeare more as something that they can enjoy.
Nick Tash is artistic director of Shakespeare Machine's Macbeth 2018, and Chance Parker is the lead actor in the role of Macbeth. Nate, Chance, thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us, and here's to the Bard.
Thank you very much, Julia.